The Omicron variant. Magic pills or solving the Africa problem? By Kit Knightley. Yesterday, the WHO labelled the SARS-CoV-2 variant B11529 as a quote-unquote variant of concern and officially named it Omicron. This was as entirely predictable as it is completely meaningless. The quote-unquote variants are just tools to stretch the story out and keep people on their toes. If you want to know exactly how the Omicron variant is going to affect the narrative, well, The Guardian has done a handy, here's all the bullshit we're going to sell over the next couple of weeks, guide. Bullet point. The Omicron variant is more transmissible, but they don't know if it's more dangerous yet. Brackets keeping their options open, close brackets. Bullet point. It originated in Africa, possibly mutating in a quote-unquote untreated AIDS patient. Brackets. Sick people are breeding grounds for dangerous quote-unquote mutations, close brackets. Bullet point. Quote. It has more than double the mutations of Delta. Scientists anticipate that the virus will be more likely to infect or reinfect people who have immunity to earlier variants. End quote. Brackets. Undermining natural immunity, selling more boosters, keeping the scare fest going. Close brackets. Bullet point. Quote. Scientists are concerned, unquote, that current vaccines may not be as effective against the new strain. They may need to be, quote-unquote, tweaked. Brackets, get your boosters, and the new booster we haven't invented yet. Close brackets. Bullet point. Quote, scientists expect that recently approved antiviral drugs, such as Merck's pill, will work as effectively against the new variant. End quote. Brackets, more on this later. Close brackets. Bullet point. It's already spreading around the world, and travel bans may be needed to prevent the need for another lockdown. We're already seeing preparations for more quote-unquote public health measures, with the press breathlessly quoting quote-unquote concerned public health officials. We're being told that a new lockdown won't be necessary as long as we remember to get boosted and wear masks and blah, blah, blah. Generally speaking, it's all fairly boilerplate, scary nonsense. Although it is quite funny that the Biden administration has already put a bunch of African nations on a travel ban list when Biden called Trump a racist for doing the same thing in 2020. Subheading, Africa. It's interesting that the new variant has allegedly come from Africa, perhaps, quote, mutating in the body of an AIDS patient, unquote, since Africa has been the biggest hole in the COVID narrative for well over a year. Africa is by far the poorest continent. It is densely populated. Malnourishment and extreme poverty are endemic across many African nations, and it is home to more AIDS patients than the entire rest of the world combined. And yet, no COVID crisis. This is a weak point in the story, and always has been. Last summer, the UK's virus modeller-in-chief Neil Ferguson attempted to explain it by arguing that African nations have, on average, younger populations than the rest of the world, and COVID is only a threat to the elderly. But 5 minutes of common sense debunks that idea. The reason Africa has a younger population, on average, is that, on average, they are much sicker. There are diseases endemic to large parts of Africa that are all but wiped out in most of the Western world. Cholera, typhus, yellow fever, tuberculosis, malaria, access to clean water and healthcare are also much more limited. And while it has been nailed into the public mind that being elderly is the biggest risk factor for COVID, that is inaccurate. In fact, the biggest risk factor for dying quote-unquote of COVID is, and always has been, already dying of something else. The truth is that any real dangerous respiratory virus would have cut a bloody swathe across the entire continent. Instead, as recently as last week, we were getting articles about how Africa quote-unquote escaped COVID, and the continent's low COVID deaths with only 6% of people vaccinated is quote-unquote mystifying and quote-unquote baffling scientists. Politically, African nations have shown themselves far less likely to buy into the quote-unquote pandemic narrative than their European, Asian, or American counterparts. At least two COVID-denying presidents, Pierre Nkurunziza of Burundi and John Magufuli of Tanzania, have died suddenly in the last year and seen their successors immediately reverse their COVID policies. So maybe the Omicron variant is a way of trying to fold Africa into the COVID narrative that the other continents have already fully embraced. That will become clear as the story develops. Of course, it's also true that being quote-unquote African is media shorthand for being scary, relying on the deeply seated xenophobia of Western audiences. See Africanized killer bees. The link is available in the article. But either way, Africa is the long game. There's a more obvious and more cynical short-term agenda here. Subheading: The Magic Pills. Let's go back to The Guardian's quote-unquote Omicron bullet points above. Bullet point: scientists are concerned by the number of mutations and the fact some of them have already been linked to an ability to evade existing vaccine-created protection. Bullet point: scientists expect that recently approved antiviral drugs, such as Merck's pill, will work effectively against the new variant. The quote-unquote new variant is already being described as potentially resistant to the vaccines, but not the new antiviral medications. Pharmaceutical giants Merck and Pfizer are both working on COVID pills, which as recently as 3 days ago were being hyped up in the press. Quote, US may have a game-changer new COVID pill soon, but its success will hinge on rapid testing. End quote. In the US, an emergency use authorization can only be issued if there is no effective medication or treatment already available. So the vaccines not being proof against Omicron would be vital to rushing the pills onto the US market, at least. If Omicron is found to be quote-unquote resistant to the vaccines, but not the pills, that will give governments an excuse to rush through approving the pills on an EUA, just as they did with the vaccines. So, you bet your ass that testing is gonna be rapid. Super rapid. Blink and you'll miss it rapid. Rapid to the point you're not even sure it definitely happened. And now, they have an excuse. Really, it's all just more of the same. A scare before the new year. An excuse to make people believe their Christmas could be in peril. An exercise in flexing their control muscles a bit, milking even more money out of the double-jabbed and boosted crowd, now newly terrified by the Omicron variant, and a nice holiday bump to Pfizer's ever-inflating stock price. At this point, either you can see the pattern, or you can't. You're free of the fear machinery, or you're not. There is one potential silver lining here. It feels rushed and frantic. Discovered on Tuesday, named on Friday, travel bans on Saturday. It is hurried, and maybe that's a reaction to feeling like the quote-unquote pandemic is losing its grip on the public mind. Hopefully, as the narrative becomes more and more absurd, more and more people will wake up to reality. It has been pointed out that Omicron is an anagram of moronic. One wonders if that's deliberate, and they're making fun of us. Unlike The Guardian, Off Guardian are not funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, or any other NGO or government, so a few coins in our jar to keep us going are always appreciated. Thank you.